Hey, you guys, it's your girl B. Simone, and I will be in Hartford, Connecticut, July 14th and July 15th. Go to officialbsimone.com and get your tickets now. I'm back on the road doing stand-up. Come laugh. Come turn up. Come have a good night out. Ladies, come on. Fellas, come on. Fellas, if you're single, pull up. Fellas, if you're not single, bring your girl because I can't fight. Just bring your girl. Don't be paying no attention to me, okay? See you, Hartford, Connecticut, July 14th, July 15th. Get your tickets at officialbsimone.com and pull up. And there's a free meet and greet after every comedy show. So I will see you guys there. We'll laugh. We'll have fun. We'll take pictures. Yeah, let's go. Hartford, Connecticut, baby. See you there. What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
And rolling, rolling.
All I want is a rolling, rolling, rolling with it.
Not you bringing that. I haven't heard that. That is crazy.
Why. Oh, one of the kids at Jonah's baseball.
Oh, he comes out to that song. Yeah. What's Jonah's walkout song?
It's now I changed it to Hard Work God First.
Oh yay. It's like Jesus is the light of the world. He the only one that come out the gospel. Everybody's like, yeah. Jonah's like, Jesus is the reason for the season. It's like, this is
nothing. I said, well, listen. You're not coming out to Gunna.
You're not coming out to that. You're not.
Half of these kids don't even know what they're the coming out to.
Oh my God.
I said,
hard work, God first. Hard work. Jonah. Be like, oh my God. All right.
Well, you better listen, train up a child.
In the way. I know that's right. I thought about that the other day when I came back to Christ. I was like, yeah, my dad, this scripture. Train up a child in the way you go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. It's in you. It's embedded in you.
No matter how far you go.
No matter how far you stray.
It is in you.
Because I done strayed.
Oh, baby. Ooh, I have strayed.
You remember that episode we were like, if you showed a video.
I would be mortified.
My worst embarrassing days. Like, I did that. I physically did that.
When nobody was around, the things that you've done?
Some people were there. Some people were around. That was the problem.
Did it.
And I did it. Ooh. Ooh-wee.
I'm thinking about the things that, like, nobody was around. And the decisions I made.
Like scratching ass and sniffing it.
I mean, that too. That too.
Sometimes it's like, you have no couth.
You're nasty.
You're nasty.
Sometimes I stop myself and say, like, what have you
If
become?
I was my true real self in front of people, I would be single forever. I'm about to throw this from at you. Oh my goodness. That is a horrible revelation. Oh, God, gotta change me. Is it okay to do stuff when you're alone, though? Or is it like, no, you need to change that?
Oh, Jesus.
You need to change that.
Oh, my God.
You need to not, you're a woman. Ooh, you just be on the bed. It's like you are a lady. That is crazy. Oh, my goodness. You dirty, nasty. God.
Dirty. You're nasty.
Like, all right, I need to say excuse me. That was ridiculous.
What? No.
You don't care. You roll right over.
And let Eli fart in the car. I'm going off. But 5 seconds later, I'm like, he's like, Mom. I'm like, well, it's my
car. I'm grown as hell.
Right. It's my car.
Wow.
For sure. We got to do better.
Oh, my goodness.
The problem is
who you are when no one is looking is who you are.
When no one is looking.
Is who you are. Oh, my goodness. I have got to change.
Is 100% of who you are.
My goodness.
Because we tweak ourselves for people. Not alone. I'm not tweaking myself for me.
What?
I have no respect for myself. I don't honor this.
I am thinking about the stuff I do in my
I'm thinking about the stuff I did last night.
That gas?
What?
Oh my
God. I woke myself up farting. I passed gas and it woke me up.
And you don't care.
And it woke me up 10 minutes before my alarm was supposed to go off. And now, so I'm now pissed.
Pissed. Pissed. Pissed.
You know one of those fart... You know when your butt is... Right?
No, you gotta... You about to say you gotta lift it? No,
because it came out in my sleep.
Sorry, y'all.
So usually you prepare your cheeks for a fart. You open it up a little bit. And then the fart come out. But when you're not prepared... It goes.
And it doesn't get. Like that. I like to get the full effect. I like to lift
for sure. If I had, I wasn't warned. Ooh. I was asleep, so it pushed out and it.
Can we? Are we starting the? Are they recording this?
Anytime your farts growl.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh.
So my question is to everyone: is that the person you are? Is that okay? Yes. Is that okay, or do you need to change that? Like, do you need to start having respect when you're alone?
You know,
having manners when you're alone.
I thought about that because
that's a real thing.
In my marriage, I was very open. Like, you go to the bathroom with the door open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah,
yeah. You pick your butt in front of. You yeah, know, you don't care. But then I'm like, where's the mystery? You gotta keep there's some things that are literally need to be reserved for you and God.
Yeah.
Nobody else needs to know
but
that.
What I'm saying is, when it's just you and God. Should you have manners
with yourself?
Yes.
Like, ooh, excuse me.
Or like just that? Like not be like on the bed, like, like, you know, should you just be like, I have gas?
Yeah.
Excuse
just a
me.
Little.
Yeah.
But if it don't come out like that, it don't come out like that. I got to be free. You know, I'm not about to sit here and try to maneuver. It got to come out.
I thought about that the other day.
But I might light a candle or two if I go to the bathroom. I feel like that's enough respect.
Ooh, wee. The stuff you do when you're alone.
What else did you think about?
You know, when you take a shit? Ooh. It's like, I would, oh my goodness.
Have you ever gone to a public restroom and been like, what if there's cameras in here after you've done something foul? Have you ever thought, like, what if there's a camera?
I think about that often. Like, if that was on the Shade Room, I'm fucked.
Cut your hair off.
It wasn't me. That's AI.
No, for sure.
AI. It's 2023. They can edit that.
That's the beauty about 2023.
Yeah.
Everything can be blamed on AI. But in your heart, you know it was you. So
ooh,
then what?
Wee.
That's who you are. You're nasty. You're nasty. I don't even want to say some of the foul things that I have done.
I thought you were going to say thought about. No, you did it.
Oh, I did it.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Know For Sure podcast. I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley. It's like, grow up. Jesus. You're 33.
But that's what I'm
saying.
Do I need to change that? Ooh, wee.
Well, are you offending yourself?
I'm like, you're nasty.
I'm getting to the point where you're offending. Right.
I'm so like, this is, okay. You're nasty.
So you got to fix it.
Just like walking around the house, just...
Dripping.
Just dripping. Itchy. It's nasty. Ooh, you stink. Get in the bed. It's like, you wouldn't do that in front of anyone. Why are you doing it alone?
Ooh, and you would not do that if the man of your dreams was here.
You wouldn't do it. Respect yourself.
Have some respect.
Couth.
You know
I answered my own question. I have to change.
You have to change.
Okay.
But I said that to myself today. Mm. I walked in my room, and you know how I am. I'm an organized, messy person. I'm messy,
yeah.
But I'm organized, if that makes sense. I can keep everything clean but my room. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. This is bad.
Yeah,
like,
mine's bad too. Mine's bad too. But I mean, that's
fold
not an
excuse. It's just folding
clothes.
Under
construction, yeah. There's a lot of stuff on my bed. Post-its, pens, draws.
Draws?
Yeah, they clean.
Oh, okay.
McLean draws. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you took them off in the middle. I've done
that. I mean...
I woke up and been like, what is that? Oh, Lord.
See? If you wouldn't do it in front of somebody else, you probably just shouldn't do it.
Got crunchy draws in your bed.
Crunch. And you sniffing
And you
them.
Don't know because you ain't washed your sheets in 3 weeks.
3 months. Good Lord.
And what's crazy is I know some of y'all out there. I know y'all are.
You got to change
only
people.
Ones.
Wow.
And if we are...
We're not.
We can't be.
Ooh. If we think we're nasty, can you imagine what people really do? I don't want to think about that. Let's change the topic. Hey, y'all. Should we do We're Back?
I'm just thinking, like, if we really are foul, we have just exposed parts of us that didn't need to be exposed.
And guess how many people gonna relate?
I hope.
And that's a problem.
Is it a problem or is it just truth?
Truth can be a problem.
No, you're right. Well, what you mean?
Some truths, it's like, you gotta change that truth.
For sure. It's like, fix it.
Fix it.
Okay, so what are three things you're gonna fix? Let's hold each other accountable.
Jesus. So when we do it, we gotta text each other? Like, yeah, bitch, I just farted like a man. And lifted my cheek.
We'll do like a KFS bank.
Okay.
And if you mess up, you have to put $5 in the bank.
Okay. I wanna be polite when I'm alone.
I wanna be polite to myself.
I want to have manners with myself. So I wanna respect myself. Yes. Respect yourself. Okay. That's respect.
What does that look like? Saying excuse me?
Yes. When I pass gas, okay. I'm gonna say excuse me. Sometimes I do, which is childish. Like, excuse me. But I'm going to say it for real. Like, excuse me.
You're just getting in the habit.
Yes. I'm not going, like, okay, the way you would pass gas in front of somebody, you need to not
so act gonna like couth.
I'm going to have couth.
Okay.
I'm going to have couth.
Okay.
When I pass gas.
What's another one?
Pass gas. I'm going to say excuse me. I'm going to have couth when I pass gas. I'm going to say excuse me.
And this is alone. Now, we have manners in front of people, but this is when we're
alone.
By ourselves.
And I'm going to...
You see what
I don't
saying?
Know if I can change
that. Don't scratch and sniff. Is that what you about to say? I knew it. I knew she was going to say that. She said, well, I got to know what's in me.
I need to know. It is my body. My body, my choice. I need... What is down there? Do I need to get a colonic? You know what I'm going to do? Okay, for real. Oh. You know what I'm going to start doing?
I can't.
Because I don't do this. And I don't care what y'all think. I wash my hands with soap when I shit.
Okay.
But when I pee,
I let it go.
I just walk out the bathroom. I'm going to wash my hands with soap. It's like, this is not...
with cold water.
You just put water in urine. So, okay, yes, I admit that. If I take a dookie, I use soap. My goodness. Okay. If I pee, I don't. And that is the truth.
Okay, that's
and see,
fine.
It's another viral... Be Simone dirty. God damn, I just... I'm sorry. Ooh-wee.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
I've been showering more.
Well, the beautiful thing, even going back to the whole showering thing, is that so many people could relate to that. Everybody doesn't take showers every day.
Okay, and Megan, let's...
I'm just saying, and everybody doesn't wash their hands every single time they go to the bathroom.
At the house, especially. You in a
raise
public restroom.
Raise your hand, wash your hands every time you pee.
At your house. See? Yay. Okay, okay.
There.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for your honesty.
And if the blogs pick this up, help me in the comments. Here. I feel safe here.
I do feel safe.
But it's like, do that. Just get in the habit of cleanliness.
That's the thing. It's just...
Just do
being
it.
Consistent.
Being consistent.
I think that's the thing. We got to be consistent.
Wash your hands, wash your ass, wash your
Every
hands.
Every time you scratch, go wash your hands.
Ooh-wee. It's like, and you're about to touch.
You're about to cook. And you got the audacity to do a little itchy.
Itchy, gitchy, ya, ya, da, da. And smell it. And grab a pan.
And go like that. And
if you ever see somebody rolling two fingers together. Oh my goodness.
Something nasty is in between their hands. If you're rolling.
It's a mystery. A mystery ball.
It's a mystery. No, seriously. A mystery.
Well, those nasty. Are my three things. What are your three?
Okay, my three
Don't
things.
Don't leave
is,
me out here now.
I'm not going to do that to you.
Give me three.
I'm going to be honest.
Please.
I'm going to scratch and wash. Every time.
And that's going to cause you to not scratch because your ass ain't going to want to get up and wash.
Thank you.
Like, just don't touch just your butt.
Now, if you see me doing this, it's because I don't want to wash my hands.
Okay.
So I'm going to scratch and wash everything, every time. Any
crack, crevice.
For sure.
Even armpit?
I mean, on some days,
okay.
It's like
okay.
Cutting up an onion. It's on your hand all day. It's like, Jesus.
I can smell that. Okay, okay.
Put some soap on it.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that. I'm going to keep a clean room
okay.
for 30 days.
Oh, that's good.
I'm going to take a picture of my room every day.
Wow.
And send it as accountability. Okay. You're like, bitch, that's the same picture.
That is the same exact photo.
That piece of paper.
No, I could check the date.
You can check. Yeah, you can check the date. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do for 30 days. And then my last one. I don't know. What do I do? You've been around me.
What do you do by yourself? Don't try to.
When I've been with you, I have been myself, baby. So you know.
No, for sure.
What else would. What's another good one? I'm going to brush my teeth as soon as I get up in the morning.
You don't?
No.
What does it have? That's not bad, Megan.
Mm, it is. It's 5 p.m.
Jesus.
You did not brush your teeth.
My goodness.
For sure.
Okay.
I eventually get to it.
But it's like you done ate three meals.
I'm not going back upstairs. It's laziness.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I'm downstairs now.
Okay.
I'm not going anywhere.
Brush your teeth. Early.
As soon as
that
you get
That should
up.
Start the day.
Yeah, get the plaque off.
Prayer, brush.
Brush.
Yeah. Okay.
It's nasty.
All right.
So those are my three. Accountability. All of you guys can hold us accountable. And if we miss, we have to put $5 in the pot.
Jesus. We can't.
Five.
Where's the pot?
It's mystery pot. Cash app.
Zelle. pot Venmo. Is
Cash App. Yeah.
All right, y'all. If you dirty in the comments, comment your dirtiest trait.
or three things that you're going to be held accountable
be
for.
Honest, y'all. Come on. Don't be out there being, I don't do that. Like, come on now.
And don't come over here with all that. Yeah. Y'all know what, like, this is. Yeah, we ain't, over a year in. This ain't nothing new.
But I think about that, like, getting into a relationship, you need to prepare for that. Like, you want a husband for so bad. Sure. Don't nobody want to be around
or
that.
Or if the man of your dreams was knocking on your door right now, would you be happy with how you live?
No. You can't come in.
You can't come in. You can come in. You can't come upstairs.
You can't come in. You need to wait at the door and text me. And ooh, you cannot come in.
For sure.
100%. My goodness. If the man of your dreams cannot come in your home, that's a problem.
So that's what we're going to work on.
Okay. Deal.
Deal. You're 33. It's like, grow up. 100%. What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Megan Ashley.
B. Simone. Breaking news. Breaking. Our new merch collection drops on July 14th. And you already know, Patreon gets it 24 hours early.
24 hours early. Not only do they get 24 hours early, but they are getting the entire collection. Every
single piece won't be available on the 14th. Only every single piece is available on Patreon. So y'all go to Patreon. Go to the knowforsure.com. You guys, it drops on July 14th. Get excited. This new collection, y'all gotta go watch the video. Cause y'all know y'all listening to the audio. Go watch the video and look at the whole collection. It's so dope. We're so excited.
It's our first custom collection.
Piece by piece. We love you guys.
Love you guys.
We'll see y'all July 14th. Patreon, we will see you with the whole collection July 13th. Get excited and go shop.
Love you guys.
I'm preparing for that. And just like I've been preparing. That's going to help me prepare to be a wife. I've been dating.
Because you just got back from a trip.
I've been on 3 dates.
All in Dubai?
2 in Dubai. Well, 3 in Dubai, but 2 was with the same person.
Do tell.
Yeah. And then, oh my God, which is so crazy. I'm going to follow up on this, but I flew out to see a guy and never met him.
What? Okay, go back.
I swear.
Go back to
Dubai.
Dubai.
Okay, let's start there.
Well, actually, there's so much that we have to catch everybody up on.
Okay.
Because we haven't
recorded. Let's start at the beginning.
Okay. We got robbed. Did we talk about
that? We got bipped in Oakland. Should we tell that whole story? Who lives in California? Because everybody was surprised but us. I mean, everybody wasn't surprised but us. We got bipped or robbed. People recorded it. They were like, yeah, it was a gray Toyota Camry. They made a left at the light and... I was like,
he had a black ski mask on.
He was like, yeah, it was just
cops pulled him over.
they were like, yeah, you're lucky you're alive. This is what happens out here. Y'all didn't know? We parked in front of a Starbucks. And there were white people walking Yorkies. No, we didn't know. We
in
thought we were
in front of a Starbucks. And we didn't know where we were going. So we flew into San Francisco.
Thought we were in the burbs.
We thought we were in the burbs. Ernestine wanted to go get some food. We didn't know where we were going, though. So Ernestine's like, yeah, we should go here. It's her family restaurant. So we're like, oh, yeah, cool. Nice little town center area.
Well, tell them. Because people keep asking, why were your bags in the car? We landed.
In San Francisco.
And went straight to get food. So our luggage was in the rental.
Because we were driving to Sacramento.
Correct.
And her hotel was in Sacramento. So we pull up. I'm not even going to say that publicly.
And you know, we can't say that.
I won't.
We cannot say that.
And I won't.
Okay.
And I won't. After what we just exposed, I'm not going to further expose
us as idiots. We cannot ever say that.
No.
Say you promise.
Use your imagination.
Did you tell anyone? I told one person.
Yeah, I think I told one or two.
Okay.
But confidentially.
Yeah,
they didn't,
okay.
They're not going to say anything.
All right.
We'll tell you guys off camera. So we go get food. We're in there probably like an hour and a half, hour 45.
Mm-hmm.
Come out, our windows are busted.
Shattered.
And the trunk was open.
But before we walked, we ain't got to tell him that. Okay. But you were also like, you said something about the rental car guy.
So the rental car guy was like, if you go to Oakland or Berkeley,
be careful.
Don't leave your stuff in your car.
But number one, we didn't know where we were at. And when Megan said that out loud, we kept walking. Then I said, this is pretty far from the car.
We walked a block.
I was like, this is pretty far from the car. Like, why did we park so far? So there were kind of, the Holy Spirit was kind of telling us.
clear indications that we could have made other decisions.
But we were so hungry.
Ooh, when you hungry.
When you hungry?
Y'all need to go back and watch Pastor Darius talk about
hunger pains. It's a whole sermon on it, talking about when you're hungry, not just physical hunger, but
you don't
make rational decisions. And we made that analogy when we got robbed because we were so hungry, we ignored the signs of we shouldn't have parked there.
We should have parked somewhere else. And so when we came out, when I say everything was gone.
They left your glasses. Her glasses. Like, nah, man, that bitch might need to see. Leave the glasses.
What? And I got bad. My prescription is like heavy. So they wouldn't have been able to do nothing with that. No way.
They stomped out my vitamins.
They stomped out her vitamins.
My iron pills, y'all. I needed those.
You did.
I really was like, they took my Louis luggage. I was like, my Bible. Everybody made fun of me, but literally the Bible was marked. You know how hard it is to mark a full Bible? Highlighted all the way from Genesis to Revelation.
Tiffany did that.
I didn't do it. That was a gift.
I know.
Tiffany got me another Bible.
She did?
Yeah, she got me another Bible. Sweet. She was like, God told me that you have to highlight it. She sent me Post-its, a highlighter, and a Bible.
God
said it's your turn. You got to do it on your own. But she sent me another Bible my name on it and everything.
That's sweet.
But yeah.
Yeah, so all of our stuff was... And I think the thing that hurt the most was our personal things. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm, it wasn't mm-hmm. just the fact that Louis Vuitton luggage was gone and designer bags were gone and, like, you're dying.
All
like,
my jewelry.
All of her jewelry's gone. Like, that was sad. Yeah, obviously, that's a big blow, but it was like... Bree had last moments with Jackie on there on her SIM card.
Camera.
The camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My journal was in there. Your Bible was in there.
Yeah.
Chichi had vintage luggage that her husband gave her for 20 years. Like, so it was just like sentimental things.
Yeah. And that can't be replaced.
That can't be replaced. And I just was, after the dust kind of settled, you know, and we're back at the hotel, you know, we went to Target and got the stuff that we need, but the fact that everybody was just like, we weren't distraught over losing material things.
And I think a big part of that is because we were together.
And that's why I was like, if I was by myself.
Bree said the same thing. She was like, because she got robbed recently.
2 weeks before.
Yeah, yep.
That she got robbed and here in Atlanta.
And we had been losing our luggage and all that stuff prior anyway. Just so much had been happening with that.
Yeah, but it felt like... I don't know. It felt good in mm-hmm. a weird way mm-hmm. that we were more concerned about our sentimental things
than the materialistic things.
And we were
things.
Able to continue on with our schedule.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't.
We were fine.
Nobody was like, F it, I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm not even about to.
Bree did look up flights.
No, Bree did. Bree was on her way out.
She was. I said, all right, now.
She was on her way out.
She looked up Delta.
She did.
But she stayed.
She stayed. And we figured it out. Mm-hmm. But it was just like, dang, bro.
Yeah, it sucked.
But you know what? The thing that I was really, really sad about, obviously, was my journal, because I had been in this, like, writer's block for so long. And then recently, I've been so open and writing. And, like, my journal was almost done. I had, like, a few pages left. And what I felt like God kept reminding me of is, like, I will repay
mm-hmm,
and I
mm-hmm,
will restore. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. anything that I gave you, any thoughts that I gave you, any ideas I gave you, I gave them to you. So you didn't lose anything.
Yep.
You just don't physically have it, but you have
it's still in you.
And anytime that you need to go get it, I will bring it back to you.
And also what we're talking about, like, having somebody look through that. Like, don't read my journal.
Yeah.
Don't look through don't look through my stuff. Don't read it. I'm sure. I mean, they're robbers. They didn't want the journal.
Yeah.
You know, they're not looking at it. But, like, you know, just after they saw the B. Simone
chain. That's what I'm saying. We didn't know if they were like, oh, we could use this.
Yeah, whatever. You know,
and
so.
Exploit people.
Yeah.
You know, because that could have happened. Yeah. But I don't know. It was just, I loved experiencing that with everyone together, with our friends together, because we were able to maneuver and navigate
and make it
through
positive,
it together
and
make it positive. And we were able to show that to people.
To the world. Looked at the cup half full. And Connor had hit me. She was like, well, what is God trying to show you? Like, I know I got robbed back to back, and he was trying to show me not to put so much value on materialistic things.
That's what she was saying at breakfast.
And I was like, well, that's not, I don't do that. So that's not my lesson here. Blah, 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 blah. Like, because... Prior, we went to LA a couple months ago, never got that bag.
Oof.
Gone.
And, I mean, that, oof, we.
Givenchy shoes, all the whatever. Not it's just an inconvenience, really. Didn't care about it. YSL bag, Chanel, like all my stuff in there, over $30,000 worth of stuff in that bag. Went to, then got robbed in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff gone. Went to Dubai. Bags never came off the carousel.
When I saw that, I said, Jesus.
Never came off. Got them, granted, 2 days later, but mm-hmm. it's just like.
How did you feel when you realized that it wasn't coming off? Were you just like.
I stood there and I was like, they're not coming. They're not coming. Like, my bag is not about to come. Everybody was grabbing their bag. And eventually you're like, okay, I need to go to customer service. Went to customer service. They found, you know, they're like, it never got on the plane. Mm. Okay, whatever. Get it in 2 days. But until you get your stuff, you're still like, where is my stuff?
Yeah.
On the way home from Dubai, I went to Vegas, got to Vegas, came to Atlanta. Bags never came off the carousel. I landed at 1 a.m. I was at the airport till 3:30. Bags never came off. Stood in line. The lady was like, we see your bag. It never got on the plane. They brought me my bag the next day. Oh no, actually, they said they were going to bring me my bag. I didn't wait. I went up there and got it. Picked it up. It was in the little whatever. So I got my stuff, but I'm like, what is going on?
What do you feel like you got it?
Jazz hit me. And she was like, I've been seeing all this. And we end up talking about like all the stuff. And she was like, do you respect money?
Kevin Hart is back, baby, taking the stage in Vegas for Reality Check, his first stand-up special in 3 years.
It is streaming now on Peacock, and he's clearly at the top of his game. In this epic new hour of comedy, Hart tackles pop culture, being a son and a father, social media, and more with his unfiltered, unapologetic takes.
No topic is off limits, from height-enhancing surgery to sign language miscommunications at the gym. The special dropped on his birthday, so as he enters a new chapter, Hart reflects on his life, the ups, the downs, and the totally sideways.
Now that he's 43, he's not putting up with any BS, y'all, especially his own. And no matter how A-list stories get, he somehow makes them relatable, from messing with LeBron to not knowing what to wear to a BLM protest with T.I. and Ludacris, who, by the way, is in the audience. After the last few years, let's just say we could all use a reality check.
Stream the new Kevin Hart special, Reality Check, only on Peacock.
Like, do you respect it? Do you have a respect for money? Like, not, we know you don't put, you know, value on materialistic things, like, whatever, but do you respect it? Like, do you have a respect for money? Are you organized with it? Mm. Do you have a budget? Mm. Do you just not frivolously give it out? Mm. And I was like, I actually don't respect money. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have a, not a reverence, that's not the word, but like a respect for it. Like, if
you're not intentional with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm not organized with it. Mm-hmm. Honestly, if $5,000 was taken out of my account, I probably wouldn't know. Notice.
Yeah.
That is a problem.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so just getting more organized and respecting my money. Yeah. Like, you work hard for it. You don't have to be attached to it, but it's still a tool.
Being a good steward over it.
It's still a tool that gets us, you know, to walk in our purpose, to have financial freedom, to take trips, to live the life we desire that God has given us. Like, don't flush it down the toilet. Yeah. Like, you buying stuff, why don't I know what was in that bag?
Yeah.
If you have $3,000 shoes in that bag, you should know they're in that bag. Mm-hmm. Don't treat your Steve Madden like you treat your Chanel.
Yeah, and I just said that to her when I walked in. I was like, I don't treat my nicer things like nicer things.
At all.
I think because I don't, like, I don't put value in it.
But then don't buy it.
But then it's like, don't buy it then.
Don't buy it.
Don't buy it.
If you're not going to treat a $5,000 bag better than a $50 bag, then just buy the $50 bag.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to Let Sleeping Dogs Lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Like, it shouldn't be thrown around. Respect it.
Yeah.
That's hard-earned money that we work for, you know. And when Jazz brought that up, I was like, that's the lesson. Mm. Like, just being more organized, being more intentional, being more with my money. Because I'm not like that. I'm just like, you don't even know what's going out of your account, what's going in your account, you know. Go ahead.
I think the biggest thing with mine when I lost my journal was... Like, I believe that God was like, I'll give it to you.
I'll
give you that back. But it showed me how to be a better steward over what he has given me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if this is something that you feel is very valuable, very precious, you know that if somebody takes it, you could never have it back again. How would you guard that?
How would you guard it?
Would you leave
you
it?
You wouldn't leave it in a car.
I would have never left it in the car.
You would have never left it in the car.
If I would have had a true reverence for it and the way that I have now that it's not here anymore, I would have respected it. I would have treated it better.
Yeah.
And so it was more of this thing of like, keep that intentionality with everything that you value. If this was taken from you, how would you
feel? How would you feel? Yeah.
So then treat it as such
as that
when you have it.
Yeah.
And don't let anyone ever have access or possession or the ability to take
it from you
that I gave you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's precious.
Yeah.
And that's your life.
Yeah.
That's your peace.
Yeah.
That's your mind, your thoughts, your, you know what I mean? Certain things. It made me have a more of a respect and be a better steward
for those things
over the things that God has given me. So if I have healed from this, if God has healed me from something, that's a precious gift. I don't take that thing and just give it to anyone.
Yeah.
I don't leave it in places where it doesn't, but I don't walk away from it and I have my eyes on it.
Yeah.
I'm a better
steward
care
of it.
Over
it
now.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think that was the thing that it taught me the most was be a better steward over what's precious to you. Don't just frivolously be like, oh, it's fine. Tuck it under
No. That's keep, special.
You know,
it's,
just
it's
like
special.
Just like we were talking about with the Louis Vuitton luggage on the plane. When they're like, when they ask us to check in, we're like, no.
We're like, no. I did it one time. I got on the next flight. One time. The other times I did check it. Mm-hmm. But it's still anxiety about it. Like, why am I checking this luggage?
It's like, I want to have possession over what's
of it. Yeah.
And be a better steward over what's mine. You know what I mean? That was my biggest lesson in
the
whole thing.
We got a lesson from it. It was still annoying.
I mean, it was we got bipped. It wasn't like it was.
We walked out in the car. There was glass everywhere. Bree was like, is that the car? And mind you, we didn't tell them that the robber drove back around. I keep calling him a robber. What? I don't know.
Bipper. He's a bipper.
He's a robber. You're a robber, sir. He drove back around.
Ernestine saw him.
Got out of a car with a ski mask.
Looked into
another car. And we were watching the whole thing as we're filing a police report.
And then me and B start running after the car.
And we were like, we couldn't
catch him.
We were trying to get a license plate, but it didn't matter because he swerved and made a right at the light. And then Megan looked at me like, we're like, yeah.
We just started laughing.
We're like, he literally has our luggage in that car and he's speeding down the street.
With our stuff.
That is so embarrassing.
I don't think he had our stuff at that point because
he probably
like
dropped it off already.
But it was embarrassing. And mind you, the police never came. So what was that? Oakland? Where were we at? Berkeley, Oakland.
And they have a no chase policy.
The police did not show up. They made us walk to the police station to file a police report. To do nothing. Only so that I could give it to insurance and make sure that we get covered that way. But
They were just basically like, you're lucky you're alive.
Everybody said
this happens every day. They do it in front of the police station.
They said a girl in that same spot got drugged out of her car.
Down the street.
That same spot that we were at.
And I said this on Instagram. Whoever got my Bible, read it.
For sure.
Read it. The Lord will take that desire of robbery away from you.
Snatch it.
He will snatch it. He will renew your soul. You don't have to rob.
You don't.
I understand you're struggling. You need to work. Jesus,
you need a job.
You need a job. J-O-B, not R-O-B. Job, not rob. See, you got the revelation, but you didn't hear him correctly. He said, get a job. You thought Jesus said, go rob.
And he didn't say that.
Clean out your ears. That was crazy. But
he said,
yeah.
He said, go get
a job. Not go rob. It's like...
You heard the last syllable, and that was it.
You heard ob and said, well, he told me to rob, so.
You no, heard nigga, job.
Job.
Job. Get a job. But that is their job. They rob.
Jesus. Ooh, if your job is to rob.
Ooh. My it's like, goodness. Go get a legal job.
Illegal. Thank you. You said that is their job.
That is their job, for sure.
Y'all making bread. Y'all got in. A Cuban, I don't even talk about it. It doesn't matter. Y'all got diamonds.
I'll just say this, well over. Almost $200,000.
Well over. All that stuff put together, well y'all came over. Up. And y'all better get your money's worth. Don't be going to pawn it and, you know,
and all
getting
I could
a couple
think of
dollars
is,
for it.
That's fine. Double.
What, we gonna get back?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Tenfold.
For sure.
And I'm not playing.
For sure.
I want my stuff.
Back.
Back. I want my stuff back. For they sure. took my book. That is the first book I've read in probably
years.
10 years.
Yeah.
Front to back.
Front to back. Yeah.
Full book.
Yeah.
Highlighted notes, everything.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It's okay. It's okay.
No,
okay.
For
we're
sure.
Fine.
My
we're
heart
fine.
Started feeling offended again.
We're fine. So yeah, y'all, let me tell you about Dubai.
So you went to Dubai.
I went to Dubai.
After we got back from...
Cali.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, Dubai is such a long flight. It takes like a day to get over there. You be jet lagged. But I went over there for business. I went over there by myself. My homegirl was over there. She's like an influencer or whatever. I linked up with her and the guy that's booking us for September.
He was out
booking.
There.
Yep. Yeah. We have a booking in September, Destination Dubai. We'll be over there. So I went out there and I got two little dates. So, okay, I'm going to just break it down because we don't have that much time. But one date was like... Okay, a thug.
Save the better date for the next episode.
The next episode?
How many more minutes we got? Oh, okay.
Okay. So one date was like a possible husband, like clean cut, nice, like...
How did you meet him? How did that...
Okay, so we met at an event that we went out to. We went out to the club or whatever, and he hugged everybody. My friend introduced me to him, and he came to me. I was like, don't touch me. And he was like... I was like, I'm just kidding. Like, you know, whatever. He was like, woo, like, you know, that's kind of how our interaction started off. I was just playing or whatever. He was like, I love your personality, blah, 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 blah. And we were WeChatting, like, or is it WhatsApp?
WhatsApp.
WeChat or whatever. WhatsApp. And he was like, I would love to take you out. You're so nice. And we saw each other at another event because we were going out a lot out there. Saw each other at another event. And I was like, I'll go on a date with you. But this was after the date I already had.
Oh, okay.
So the night before I went on a date. Okay, so let me tell that story.
Okay, go to the...
Because that's the one I like, but that's the one that's not good for me.
Oh,
I know.
Lord.
He's such a thug. It was so dangerous. It was, girl. I was on the edge of my seat. I was like, are we going to jail or out to eat? We might not make it to this restaurant. Woo-wee. But I was covered in the blood, for
sure,
real 100%. Covered.
What?
I was like, God, please. Okay, I swear I won't date thugs no more. Please, God.
I learned my lesson.
Oh, my God. Okay, so
happened?
Let me tell that story about the thing.
Oh, my gosh.
So this was the night. This was the night before, y'all. Okay, so we in a club. Designer was performing. I'm like, he needs to come back. He's a really good performer. Y'all, give him a chance. Please go download his music. He did so bad. I felt so bad. I was like, woo! You know,
what
my nice ass.
He said Panda?
He did Panda, but he did that last. He did all his new music first.
What's
so nobody was
music?
Lit because nobody knew. It's fine. I love you, designer. You did great.
You're recommend just... a song. That's my point. Go ahead. Continue.
Give him a chance, guys. Go to iTunes right now.
You're like, so after he got off stage, we got in the car. Surprise.
He did
twist.
Good. He's a great performer. Okay. Designer was performing. Anyways, my little thug. I'm going to call him my little thug. My
what
little
is
thug,
his name?
It's like my little pony. My little thug. I'm not
my
saying his
pony,
name.
My
he's kind of known. But anyways, I can't say his name. But my little thug, okay, walked up with his two friends.
Okay.
And his two friends like bum rushed me and my homegirl because they were drunk. They like pushed us into a corner. And we were like, yo. And my friend was kind of like. Ghetto. So she was like, bitch. I was like, girl, don't fight. Like, we can do mine. Like, it's okay. I'm bleeding. I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. You know,
I do not want to be.
I do not want to be in Dubai jail,
locked up abroad.
Yes, so.
No thanks.
Anyways, then my little thug walked over, was like, he's British. So I was like, what's going on? What's going on?
She really likes this guy.
I like him so much, girl. I be texting him like, what you doing? He's like, girl, you wait in fucking Atlanta. I'm out here robbing. That's what he's bippin'. Doing. Bippin'. Bippity bobbity boo. Okay. So my little thug came over. Girl, this is so crazy. He came over and he was like, I'm so sorry. Like, he's drunk. Just ignore him. Like, apologizing mm-hmm, for his friends. I was like, well, you need to get them. They don't know how to treat women. And he was like, I do. I was like, I'm like, ooh, that was a good one.
Ooh, I like him.
I mean, he was like, B. Simone. I was like, yes. Like, y'all are being rude, move, whatever. He was like, we were DMing back in 2021. Girl, he pulled up our DMs.
And you was DMing them.
DMing. Going in, girl. I was like, oh, okay. Like, well, obviously, you didn't leave an impression. Like, I don't know.
Why remember. Did y'all stop talking? How did the DMs end? Did you see?
I don't like, remember. It at? Just was like okay. The conversation.
Faded out.
Faded out. Okay. Yeah. And I was like, well, obviously, you didn't leave a good impression because I wouldn't remembered you, blah, blah, blah. But I know his sister. She does music.
Okay.
So I know his sister. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, I know who you are now. Mm-hmm. I know exactly who you are. He was like, let me take you out. I'm going to hit you tomorrow. So the next day, my thirsty ass, I was like, he ain't hit me. Like, let me go like some pictures. Like, here's a little reminder. I was like, don't DM him. Just relax. If he hit you up, he'll hit you up. I gave him my number and he ended up texting me. Let me see the messages.
Oh my gosh.
Let me just look real quick. Girl, he's so fine. Oh, he's so fine. But I was like, we can never be together.
Why?
Because, girl. Oh, the danger. Anyways, let me see. Oh, wait. Oh yeah, we've been texting a lot. Y'all see how them swipes?
Oh, my God. Love scrolling through.
He was like, hey, babe. I was like, hey, handsome. He was like, what you up to? I was like, just got back to my room, took a shower for about an hour. I didn't say for about an hour. But I was like, what you doing? Want to see you. Like,
you said that.
Yes. Yeah, you said
forward.
That. Forward.
So forward.
Where are you at? Drop your hand. I'm working on that. I want to see it too.
I think that's what men actually say they want is more directness.
For sure. Yeah. So then he set up a date. He was like, I don't want to go out. Like, let's go to the bowling alley. So we went bowling. It was cool. But then he brought his brother. So I brought my homegirl. So it was like a
double date.
Yes. Okay. So it wasn't weird or whatever. Okay. Great date. Phenomenal. Like, but when we first got in the car, I was like, ooh, this is like a little dangerous. Like the energy was like, because he was smoking and he was speeding and it was just like.
Danger.
Stranger danger. For sure. And it was like, oh my gosh, this is like no peace right now.
Ooh.
But then we got to the venue and we're bowling and we talked and, you know, he was acting more couth.
Okay.
Less ghetto.
Hood.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Had a great date, fun time, went to the club, then we left the club. The next day or a day later or whatever, when I met the other guy, I ended up going on a date with him.
Mm-hmm.
But then the thug was like, I'm going to take you out tonight.
The same night. Jesus.
So.
You had a doubleheader?
Yes.
Wow.
The whole time I was with the possible husband, I was like, I'm trying to get to my thug.
So. So the first guy.
The first guy.
Toxic. Not what you're looking for, but you're attracted to it.
Yeah, it's just fun. It's fun. It's
high energy.
High energy, laughter, excitement, fun. I can never be with you.
You love edge of your seat.
The other guy, more put together, but don't really like him.
No spark.
But
what is the no spark?
On paper, he's a more husband.
But what is the spark that you're do you see what I'm saying? Like, what is the spark that's in
toxic?
I don't probably. Want it to be that.
But no, like laughter, funny, gets my jokes, laugh, energy, energy.
Maybe he didn't have that, the second guy.
Not as much. And maybe it's lust. Like I lusted more over the first guy.
You were more physically
attracted to him.
Physically or chemistry and
both.
Both. And this guy was more.
Not as physically attractive, but more. He was better on paper.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? He has his life together. He has no kids. He is not toxic.
At all.
That I know so far. You know, I don't
good
know.
Good conversation?
Good conversation. Yeah. It wasn't awkward or anything. But just like the whole time I was on my date with him, I was like.
You're thinking about the other guy.
I'm ready to get to my second date.
So that's horrible. Was an early date.
No, it's not horrible. Not horrible, but it's like. I'm still a little slightly attracted to toxicity.
Have you brought that up in therapy?
No, but I have a session tomorrow. I will. Let me put that in my notes. Seriously. And is it I'm attracted to toxicity or I'm attracted to, you know what I think it is? And I've been praying about this. Let me write this in my notes though, because I have to tell that to my therapist.
Stop looking like that.
I can't see.
She's so damn old.
She was like, you know what? I want a guy that was that, but got delivered. Because I need a little bit of that.
Same. I feel like I
need you to
too.
Know the streets, the world. Like, I need you to know that world.
I want a man that is only soft with me and his kids and his mom.
Right.
But like everyone.
A respect. Like a yeah. alpha. So take those qualities, but you got to be delivered now.
So there's nothing about him that is on paper good for you.
I mean. He has a great career. We talked about religion. Career? We talked about God. Legit. Okay. He does music.
Okay.
I don't know what else he do on the side. Like, I don't know what he do on the side.
That's like owning a laundromat. When you back in the day when people sold drugs.
But he's successful at music.
People were successful at doing laundry.
We.
Still in the family business.
Yeah, because in my spirit, I was like, money. Ooh, washing we. It. I can't be around. I can't be moving around a foreign country with him.
Ooh, we.
I can't do that.
If you got locked up
in
Braylon,
Dubai. And I told him that. I said, if anything happens, I am telling on you.
Do you know what I...
I said that to him. I remember. I prayed for him, though.
Together.
Oh,
what did he say?
Thank you. That was really nice. I said, in the name of Jesus.
Did he say amen?
He did.
Did he say in Jesus' name amen?
He's Muslim.
Ooh-wee. So he said...
But he let me pray for him.
That's nice.
Because he dropped me off at... This was after the second date. He pulled up to the hotel, about to drop me off. And I said, the Holy Spirit told me. I had to pray for him. So we drove back around and parked the car in a parking lot, and I prayed for him.
I love that. You might be the only Jesus he's been introduced to.
And you know what? I said, maybe that was the purpose. That's it. Just
but
for
you're
that
still
prayer.
So you just still got to deal with that, though, because you're still attracted to it.
What was I supposed to tell my therapist? Why do I like toxic niggas?
And say it just like that.
She's going to be like, you tell me.
Why do you? I hate that.
It's like, tell me. You know. You took psychology for 3 years.
You tell me. That's why I'm here.
But yeah. So, I mean, there's so many more details. I wish we had time to go through each one. But the other guy, the husband, possible husband, was very nice, very fun. Like, we still talk. I'm giving him a chance. But the toxic guy is like...
I think that's the thing. Let's go to Mexico.
I'm like, when?
Experience with her I've experienced that with you where it was like a guy on paper is like, it's great on paper.
Yeah.
And B is like,
boring.
The other guy.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy? The other guy, you know who I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He invited me to LA. And I went to my notes that say God's voice, and literally in the notes it said, don't go to LA. Isn't that crazy? I'm about to show you right now.
Shut.
And I had wrote it 3 weeks prior.
Front door.
And I don't know why I wrote that down. It said, don't go to LA. Y'all, let me tell y'all. Y'all got to be obedient. I had to book the flight and everything because I was going to go from Vegas because I was so close. And I canceled it and just came home. Isn't that crazy?
That literally gives me
chills. Chills. It said it black and white. Don't go to LA.
You felt that strong, like,
I had no peace about it. So I canceled my flight. As soon as I booked my flight. Y'all.
Ooh.
God will convict y'all. You just have to be obedient. You don't have to know why, but you got to do it. I wanted to go to LA so bad to see him.
I bet.
And then, you know, when we see each other, nothing happens. It's just in each other's presence, energy, whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, for him to be like, come and you be like,
okay,
no.
Yeah, I know.
And then say no.
I know. I said no. Well, I didn't tell him no. I just never went. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I canceled my flight.
Like,
and yep. In my notes. Let me see if I can find it.
And he never said, hey, like.
You know he didn't.
Yeah, of course not. Which is why you didn't.
Which is why don't go to LA.
Don't go to LA.
Ooh,
which is literally why don't go to LA.
Which is why don't go to LA.
If a guy invites you somewhere and you don't go and he says nothing to you.
Don't go to LA. Like all the way scrolled. Because this notes, I have notes, y'all. When I think I hear God's voice, or not think, when I hear God's voice, I write it all down. Like
that
is what God
insane.
Is telling me right here. Don't go to LA.
And you were like, nope, I'm not going.
I was like, I am not going.
Of course not.
I can't take that. Too high of a risk.
Too high of a risk.
I don't know what's going to happen out there. I don't know what he's protecting me from.
Wow.
I canceled the fight and came right back to Atlanta.
Wow. So do you feel like with that, because you got such a strong conviction of not going to LA, that's confirmation that you just need to let that situation go completely? Therapy.
I thought it was just guys showing me, like, let me test you and see if you're going to be obedient.
Oh.
And I was obedient. So just keep being obedient.
Oh, for sure. Definitely that.
But is it like, is it that?
But it's like, sometimes you got to release.
I know. Things. I've released that so much, though. Yeah. I don't know why. That is 3 years of a hold.
Of a hold.
A stronghold.
Ooh, it's strong.
My goodness. Mm.
But you know me, my hopeless romantic heart.
See?
I'm like, God can change anyone.
He can change a soul. He can change a spirit.
I'm like, God can change anybody.
And maybe that's it. Like, attracted to the toxicity is like, you want to be the change in that person's life. Like, I see how amazing you can be. How, like, if you were just this, you would be so much better. You don't have to do that. You don't, you know, like, trying to save somebody. Mm-hmm. It's that, too.
Yeah. I think I have that of wanting to fix people. Like, fix it.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not your job.
That's not your job, baby.
It's not your job.
That's not your job.
Mm-mm. You can be an example. You can help. You can, you know, be help and support. And but you can't make anybody do anything.
Yeah, and make them choose.
And it's just not your place. Like, you and being, you plant, like, the seeds. I want to be, I want to fix them is like literally taking God out of his rightful place. It's like, that's not your job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, let, you know, that's God's person. Let him do that. But for sure.
But even if that date was all of that just for that moment of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Maybe that planted a seed in him. Maybe we'll never see each other again. I don't know.
Yeah.
But even if it was just for that, I might be the only person in his life that has prayed for him.
Yeah.
You know, at I don't know. You, I at think least you of stuff took like it that.
At least you took the opportunity.
I was not going to do it.
Right.
I was like, I don't, is God telling me this? I'm like, do you really want me to pray for
but
this man?
But it's like, I'd rather, what's the harm in
just
praying?
Do
I'd rather
it.
Pray.
But how, not awkward, but it's like a complete stranger.
But the more you do it, though, the more it won't be awkward.
Yeah.
Like,
you
know what I mean?
When I started talking and just naturally praying, it was just like the Holy Spirit moved. But to be like, can I pray for you?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you don't know how that person's going to receive it.
Yeah.
But God told, the Holy Spirit told me, you need to pray for him.
Mm.
So I did it.
But you were obedient and you have no idea what that unlocks for you.
Yeah.
You just know that, like, I was talking about this the other day, like, it says to obey. To obey is better than the sacrifice, but like in the Bible, it doesn't say all the sacrifices. It doesn't list them out, because if it did, then that would taint our obedience because we would be doing it just to avoid these things.
Yes.
So when he says obey is
just
better,
do it.
Just do it.
Just
because
do it.
Because it purifies your obedience. It makes your obedience pure and the way that God wants us to be obedient. Like, you're purely obeying because you love me.
Yeah.
And you have a reverence for me.
And
you know?
I know that you, whatever you have is better than anything I'm desiring in this moment.
Jesus Lord.
I'm like, my flesh wants to go to LA. I don't know what God is protecting me from. This could save my life.
Save your
life. It could
life.
Have nothing to do with him. I don't know what he is keeping me from in LA.
Mm,
it doesn't matter. It's not the being disobedient isn't worth the risk.
It's not worth the risk.
It's not worth the
it's
risk.
It's not worth the
I
risk.
I said, I'm going right. I took that fight. I changed it right to Atlanta.
Wow.
Wanted to go.
And that's the thing. I think that I love that you said that, because that is the truth.
It's the truth.
I might want to do things that I'm not going to do because strictly I'm being obedient.
Being obedient.
Being obedient doesn't mean that you
don't want
to do those things.
Or you
want to
be obedient.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to be obedient because I know it's the right thing to do. But did I want to go to LA?
Yes.
My flesh wanted to go to
LA. I wish
God didn't
say, don't do that.
I was like, well, I could see Connor. I'm going to get my hair done. I ain't even got to see him. Girl, you're going to see him.
Don't go.
And you can do other stuff. But the initial reason you're going to fly to LA is because he's in LA and you're so close.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go. God made it so clear. Don't go to LA. I have no idea why I wrote that down. Now I do.
And then it came back up.
It came back up.
When you were about to go. That is insane.
It came back up because I remembered writing it. I remembered writing it.
I love that you're LA doing in my that notes. Too. Because yeah. I remember you said you were doing that. I love that you're doing that writing. You were like in the middle of the night. If something comes up, I write it down.
Write it down.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because I forget.
You do.
I will forget.
You do.
Easily. Just by not writing it down.
Yeah.
That's a good tip. So if you think of anything.
Write it down.
Write it down. Mm. Don't go see that nigga in LA.
Don't go to LA. But it's like, I want to. But I didn't. I was obedient. Let me text my thug.
Oh, my God. So you're still in contact with both guys?
Yes. I have a FaceTime date soon with the husband material guy.
So you're still giving that a chance?
Yeah, I'm going to give him a chance. He's a nice guy. But it's like the thrill.
You want a thrill?
A little.
What is that?
Like, okay, this is... I can't say that on camera.
What?
We were talking about conflict in the club in... My thug guy and his, oh, Jesus, I can't say
nope,
that.
Say it. Say it.
Him and his brother was talking. And they was like talking about this other person. Like, yeah, he's not, they call him Waste Man. Like, he's a Waste Man. He's a Waste Man. Like, mm-hmm. He's trash. He's whatever, not who he portrays to be, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, what makes him that? And he was like, yeah, he talks all this stuff in his music, blah, 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 blah. And when stuff popped off in the club, he starts running. Mm-hmm. I'm like, so if people are shooting, yeah, you're supposed to run. What would y'all do? He said, nigga, we shoot back. I said, oh my God.
You're like, this is dangerous. She loved it. She loved it.
I was like, right. We shoot. I was like, but what you do with your woman? Like, you get her out first.
You like, is it okay if I run?
Is it okay if I run?
But I can run, right? You stay, I'll go.
You
right?
Shoot back. I'm in the car.
For sure. I'm not shooting
Ooh,
back.
Ooh, wait. But like that. It's like, protect me, but don't die. But it's like, but it's also like, do you want your nigga to be like, we gotta get out of here?
I want you to have some daggone wisdom. And shooting ain't it either. Well, I don't know. Maybe both. I don't know.
See?
Both. But make sure I'm good.
But it's like, your nigga running in front of you. Yeah, imagine that.
Well, I definitely don't want that. That's sick.
You're, so it's like, give me a balance.
He runs past you saying, hurry up.
Come on, babe, come on. Or doesn't say anything.
He just hears a
gunshot and runs to the exit.
He ain't even looked for you.
He is now back y'all at the car like, you huffing and puffing. And he got the engine started.
He reach over, open the door for you. Come on, man. It's like, don't do that. Don't
See?
Open my door from the inside.
You already in.
Opening my door from the inside after a shootout?
Right. So it's like.
That's another level of disrespect. You are weak.
You see?
You are a beta
but you
man.
You need a balance. Like you said, you have to have wisdom. I don't just want my man in a shootout in a club frivolously.
Yeah.
But like, protect
Talking
me.
About King Kong and kind of shit on me.
You shot me. Owie.
Well, wait a minute.
Owie.
Wait, let me get out the way
you
first.
You grazed me, brother. Yeah. So I get it, but it's, yeah.
Woo-wee.
I need a balance. I need a little thug, but delivered with wisdom.
With wisdom.
And he's not delivered yet.
Ooh, with wisdom.
With wisdom.
You have to have wisdom.
You cannot just be out here
doing stuff. Oh, God.
Yeah, but I need a little bit of protection. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to be. Yes.
If your man started running
and didn't grab your hand, the least you could do is
come
grab
on
my
come
hand.
On it's,
but babe come on and leaves you
we're breaking you, up we're, if yeah. we're married we're divorced
we are divorced
what
he and in the we're car out of town
he in the car engine started open your door you good
that was close one you don't say nigga I almost didn't make it. And
right.
You would have not known, unbeknownst to you.
Unbeknownst.
To your selfish, raggedy, scary ass.
Right,
get my hand.
We gotta go.
Yeah, I don't respect that.
Balance.
There has to be a balance.
Has to be.
put me on your back, grab my arm. If it falls off, it falls off. You don't let me go until we are safe.
Until we're safe. Or find a hiding spot and cover me. Because you got to take the bullet.
Take me to the hiding spot. Don't hide and then be like, over here, over here.
And I shouldn't be standing in front.
Ever.
Of you.
Ever.
You going to have to take it. Is what I'm saying. God will cover you.
But this is why guys are so upset right now. Because right. They're like, yeah, y'all want all that protection, right. But don't respect us.
True. I respect men. You think? I think I do.
Oh, I think you do.
I love black men. I love men. All men. But, ooh,
but I don't know. I don't always know how men want to be
respected.
I feel like it looks different for everybody. But I know that that's a big thing for them. It's like, y'all want us to take a bullet for you, pay all the bills, do this, be a protector, be a provider, be that.
Yeah, because, Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On that note.
And do.
Let's talk about respecting men in the next episode. How do we respect men?
Oh, Jesus.
I think I respect men. But I did write that down in my prayer list, my affirmation list. God, show me how to speak to men, like life into men. Mm. Show me how to speak to men. You know?
Yeah. Oh, I struggle with that.
To them or down or, you know? I don't think I do that.
It's not that, but I'm always like, I don't always know when I can.
Carla's like, I don't know.
When I can say and when I can't say and what to say and when not to say.
And how to.
Yes.
Yeah. Like when you want to say something, how to just plant the seed or how to, you know, just give your opinion and let them decide. And, you know, and that comes with being safe and trusting your leadership.
And that starts with...
That starts with you.
That ain't got nothing to do with me. But then we got to pick the right...
Yeah.
Oh, it's, my God. It's Lord, like, this is a lot of work.
Who you picked? You picked
who
me.
Who you picked?
It is a choice.
You picked me.
Nobody is forcing you to be with me.
You picked me.
You picked me.
Knowing. There were signs.
Knowing. We're on a high-speed chase. Don't be mad now.
There's a gun in
in my lap.
In your lap. He asked you to hold it.
Ooh-wee!
Now it's like
I'm past that. Well,
All right.
No. You said all right. If you're in the moment, you just
right
because it's the like moment. Okay, fuck. God, what I'm gonna say? No, we in his car. You right? All right, we gotta go.
Is he gonna come here? Is he gonna come visit? Like, how are y'all gonna continue the relationship? Jesus,
you can't come to the States right now.
Braylon.
He can't. We have to meet in Mexico. Thank you guys so much for watching the Know For Sure podcast. I'm B. Simone. He can't. He's working on it. He made one mistake. He is. He's been out of jail for a long time. He can't come to the States right now.
You know, you live in the States. And I know you love to travel, but you live your residence.
That's why I told you we'll never be together. I know the reality of it.
But you say that and then you'll still entertain a whole relationship with not a relationship. A relationship with someone knowing that you in your head you're like, I'll never be with you.
Ever.
Why do you do that?
Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
For sure. It's like sometimes you just gotta ask and then you figure it out later.
Are we going to talk about this in therapy? I'm going to need 2 hours. It's usually one.
You said double it up.
Double it up. Run that card again. No, no. When you say toxic. Oh, my goodness. We didn't even talk about what we have on.
Oh, my God. How did we get through this whole episode? Do you guys see this?
Can y'all put this at the beginning?
You see it. You see
she
it.
She said... She been doing it. I thought you was hot.
I know. I thought you was having it.
Turn the air on. Carla is sweating. Y'all not see Carla sweating?
Y'all can yell at us. You know that can.
What'd she say?
We were supposed to say it before the gas, before we start talking about.
Well, y'all know us. It's fine. We love you guys.
All right. See you next time.
Bye. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.